What needs to happen for soccer to take it to that next level where it is at least close to as important in this country as it is, say, in Germany?
I think a big part of it is you know, the theme of what we're referring to in that last quote you shared is, you know, it's making a connection and it's getting out into the community, and in some cases it's winning over fans one at a time. And, you know, just like, you know, Jill in Pittsburgh, you know, she's starting to follow the game, has attended games. Well, you know, hopefully, you know, if Pittsburgh ever gets an MLS team, she'll be someone who wants to support that cause. And so, you know, literally it's very similar to a political campaign. And so, you know, we're out in the community and we're beating the drums and we're introducing fans and prospective fans to our players who are unbelievable role models for, in Dallas, you know, hundreds of thousands of kids who are playing soccer. And, you know, in a lot of cases, these kids look up to soccer players just because soccer is the sport of choice for most kids in this area, more so than even Mavericks players and Cowboys players. And we take a lot of pride in having players that are a great representative of our organization, who buy into the vision of what we're trying to do, and are a great representative of our owner, Lamar Hunt and Clark Hunt. And if a player doesn't buy into that, they're not a part of this organization, regardless of how good they are. And so for me, it's just continuing to beat the drums and to hit the streets and make that connection with fans, because when they come out, just like Jill's experience, they have a good experience. And similar to the LiveWikis with the Kansas City Comets, you know, we're all about the fan experience and ensuring that even when someone comes out, they're going to want to come back and bring friends with them.